This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Ode to Joe Jackson. Sad news popped up on my phone yesterday. Joseph Walter Jackson has passed away, better known as Joe Jackson and also Papa Joe. At the age of 89, it was his time to go. Born in Arkansas, then settling down in Gary with a woman named Catherine he was so proud to marry. His dreams of being a boxer were put on hold to provide for his family in a world so cold. Joe worked long hours in that hot steel mill to make sure at dinner time his kids had their fill. But Joe also had a vision, his children making music. His sons had talent and he would make sure they used it. Imagine teen sensations with skin that is brown. The Jackson 5 soon signed to Motown. And with hit after hit, Joe's boys owned the charts, singing songs to make you dance and steal all the girls' hearts. But behind the scenes, we'd later come to know that the boys were punished harshly by their old Papa Joe. Joe ruled them with fear and his belt caused pain. Michael, Jackie, Tito, Marlon, and Jermaine. And you too, Randy. Today we'd call what Joe did abuse, but in the 50s and 60s, it's what fathers would do. And some say that if Joe hadn't been that strict, then maybe the Silvers would have had more hits. But what's done is now done, and what can't be debated, the Jackson 5 are one of the all-time greatest. And Joe probably has remorse for the many things that he did. It cost him his marriage and relationship with his kids. But I'm not here to judge, only God can do that. If Joe asks for forgiveness, then heaven's where he's at. And those of us on earth can only say thank you, Joe. The music of your family has truly touched our souls. And I'll think of Joe Jackson when thunder and lightning is in the sky. And I wonder if he's up there whooping Michael's behind. I'm Chris Paul, Baltimore. Join me in Huggy Lowdown tonight through Saturday at Magoobie's Joke House. And this was the Morning Minute.